I'm coming to you with a particular meditation today that spoke to me in light of my own anxiety of the past couple of weeks, which really doesn't have anything to do with race because I've been focused on the critical health of my mother. I was at home in Georgia, and she had had a fall in Florida, and she was badly bruised. She didn't break anything, but she was having a lot of complications with all her bodily processes and eating, digestion, and elimination, and her sodium levels fell quite low. I had to take her to the emergency room, and very frankly, I was scared to death. I didn't have any idea of what would happen or if I would get to bring my mother home alive from the hospital. She was in critical condition. 3 days later, we came home from the hospital, and she was with me, but she was as weak as a kitten, and so I had to help her do everything for 2 weeks, like take a shower, help her in the bathroom, fix her dinner, and I'm not a good cook, tuck her in the bed at night, and this was my first real exposure to hands-on caregiving. And gave me an appreciation for those caregivers in our society. I think it's the most stressful job there is. Anyway, it was kind of like a spiritual awakening because it gave me a real immediate sense of the present moment and how it jerks you up and down. It was so profound. My mother and I were developing an intimacy that we really had not shared before. And I was feeling like I was the parent and my mother was the baby. We spent all this time together laughing and crying and telling stories and very importantly, just breathing because she was having such a terrible pain from that fall. It was very hard for her to even catch a good breath. So I would just sit with her for long stretches and hold her hand and we would breathe and not talk. So this was my mom's second near-death experience this year, and I'm now coping with my own feelings towards the fact that even if she fully recovers from this particular episode, she's still 90, and her time with us is drawing short. And so the meditation I chose today comes from the book Being with Dying by the Buddhist nun Joan Halifax. She's a person who spends most of her time sitting with people who are in the process of dying and grieving and trying to be with each other up until the last possible moment of their lives. And her book is full of lovely and profound thoughts about the importance of the present moment and of being calm and attentive, even if you have no idea what is going to happen next. So I'll start the meditation now, and it's called Strong Back, Soft Front. In this meditation, we will be settling down and finding stillness inside ourselves, helping us be at peace with every moment, no matter what that moment brings. Sit down in a comfortable position where you will be able to hold still for some time, whether in a chair or on your cushion. After you sit down, slowly become aware of your breath and your body. Let your body soften. If you are sitting on a chair, relax your legs. Put both feet flat on the floor. If you are sitting on the cushion, arrange your legs in whatever way is most comfortable. Be present to a sense of gravity. Invite the groundedness of the earth into your body and mind. Let your whole body experience the strength of your stable connection with the earth. Relax into the firmness of this stability. Now bring your awareness into your spine. Breathe into your spine. Appreciate how vertical, strong, flexible it is. Rock gently from side to side as you settle your posture. The strength of your spine allows you to uphold yourself in the midst of any condition, no matter how stressful. You can remind yourself of this strength by simply saying, strong back. Your mind and your body are connected. Feel the sense of uprightness and flexibility in your mind. Now let your awareness go to your belly. Breathe into your belly. Let your breath be deep and strong as your belly rises and falls. Feel your natural courage and openness as you breathe deeply into your belly. Now shift your awareness to your chest. Touch the tender, open feeling of this space. Let yourself be present to your own suffering and to the fact that just like you, others also suffer. Imagine being free of suffering and helping others be free too. Feel the strength of your resolve rising up from your belly. Let your heart be open and permeable. Release any tightness as you allow your breath to pass through your heart. Remind yourself of your own tenderness. Say to yourself, soft front. Now bring your awareness to your lungs. With your spine straight, let your breath fully enter your lungs. Fill your lungs softly with air. With gratitude, remember that your life is supported by each breath. At this point, the whole front of your body may begin to feel open, receptive, and permeable. Through your open body, you can feel the world, which both needs and lends compassion. Through your strong spine, you can be with suffering, which gives you equanimity. Let these qualities of equanimity and compassion intermingle. Let them inform one another and give you genuine presence. Strong back, soft front. This is the essence of our practice. Bringing awareness to your shoulders, let them soften and relax. Then shift your focus to your hands. Experiment with the following two hand positions and see how they inform your state of mind. One position is to rest your hands on your knees, leaving the front of your body open. This is a way of entering into shared awareness as you subtly welcome everything into your consciousness. Alternatively, you can put your hands together in front of your belly, which strengthens internal awareness and concentration. Excuse me. What you do with your eyes affects your mind. Your eyes can be gazing forward, not grasping onto anything. They can be slightly open, gazing down at the floor, or they can be closed. When your eyes are gazing open, you can be with life as it unfolds. This brings forth a sense of luminosity to the phenomenal world. With your eyes slightly open, you are at the threshold between your mind and the outer world. Not entering either world, you bring both together in emptiness. With your eyes closed, you relax into an undistracted concentration. Whatever sounds, sights, smells, tastes, or feelings arise, simply let them pass in and out of your awareness. Keep your mind on your breath. Allow yourself simplicity. You are relaxing in such a way that you can begin to drop into a place that is deeper than your own personality, deeper than your identity, deeper than your own story. So let's just be silent for a few moments and reflect silently on this. Now I invite you to come slowly back together and join the group. And we will go around the circle and share any reflections we might have.